The faded actor whose career is on the slide gets a plum television role in a new comedy series, and his career is resurrected. His almost forgotten face becomes an icon of comedy, and he gets asked to open supermarkets. The artist is all dried up. Inspiration is dead. She can't paint. She is useless. She will never paint again. It's over. Then from somewhere, thank God, the spark reignites. An experience, a friendship, a loosening up somewhere along the road, a vision of staggering beauty that reawakens the dead cells of creativity, and her talent is resurrected. The scientist finds his researches have led him to a dead end. He thought he was heading towards the theory that would fit the data he had accumulated, but instead, he hits a brick wall. The whole thought process comes to a crashing, embarrassing failure, a cul-de-sac of despair. Then he picks up the pieces of his dream theorem and looks at them again. Something stirs in him, the ghost of an idea, the whisper of a possibility. And suddenly, the old excitement is back, new purpose rises in him. The enthusiasm that had died, suffocated by failure and frustration, comes alive again with new hope. The couple whose love has grown cold, who find themselves merely going through the motions, maintaining the myth of their now dead love, the dry bones of what was once spontaneous and passionate, talk things over with a friend, recognise that a past once precious cannot, must not be written off, and tentatively, nervously, love is reborn, and what was dead formality is infused with laughter and tenderness, and something beautiful rises from the ashes. There are many resurrections. Even when an individual's life has been shattered by some terrible heart-stopping, soul-numbing crisis, and their capacity to smile is ripped from their soul, life is wrecked and ravaged and incapable, it would seem, of ever stopping hurting. New beginnings do come, and every relationship is infused with a new worth and meaning, and wounded and limping, they emerge from the darkness into the sunlight. That is a kind of resurrection. It happens, and we are amazed and glad that it happens. But the event we call the resurrection, that is something altogether different. It speaks with a cosmic answer to a profound and global need. We know the grim scenario of broken dreams and lost direction that was Good Friday, and the followers of Jesus struggle to stay afloat as grief and despair drag them down. Dreadful words like betrayal, desertion, denial hang in the air like a terrible rebuke. With their own eyes they had seen the triumph of brutality, raw power, wickedness, as love is swept aside and truth is trampled. This was the message of Friday. The bad guys win, and the good guys are made to look like a pathetic loser. Into this death comes a resurrection. The resurrection. As the power of God speaks the verdict, declares the last word on the matter of the life and death of Jesus of Nazareth. Listen, world, Jesus spoke the truth. Listen, world, Jesus was the truth. God repudiates the notion that death and evil and cruelty are the ultimate arbiters of our human condition, that these ugly things have any final say in how things are. The cackling laughter of the forces of evil are silenced by one thing, the resurrection of Jesus. What begins as a whisper and then rises in crescendo to become a great shout that reverberates through time and eternity and into all the sad hearts of those who have lost faith. This message, this miracle. Why seek the living among the dead? He is not here. He has been raised. There are many kinds of resurrection. But there is only one resurrection that brings us the promise of life and glorious joy. The assurance that no power on earth can deaden or destroy the love of God. No savage disruption, no failure of nerve, no wickedness, no deed of appalling foulness can dent, diminish or defeat the love of God. It's that resurrection that brings hope, silences our deepest fears and embraces us with its miracle. Not that they were looking for it, or expecting for it, or eagerly waiting for it. All they had ringing in their ears, ringing in their heads, were the sounds of Easter. They remembered the clip-clip-clopping of a donkey as a prince comes in peace to the ancient city. The scattering of tables laden with the money of cheats and robbers, the screeching of birds as the temple courtyard is cleared in the name of prayer and purity. They remembered the sounds of a shattering jar of expensive oil as Mary shows her love for her Lord and does not stop to count the cost. And they do remember the jingle and the tinkle of 30 pieces of silver falling into the hand of the traitor. Clink, clink, clink. And still with Judas, the soft sound of a kiss, the great betrayal setting the crisis in motion. They remembered that not much time passed before they heard the crowing of a cockerel, and another would-be giant of the faith found he couldn't stand the heat in the kitchen and left weeping bitterly, the sounds of it all ringing in their hearts. The sounds that start to become inhuman, terrible. The sound of leather thongs of a whip on the bare flesh of the carpenter. The sound of a hammer spike into flesh, into wood. A sound to make you shudder. And the final sound. Well, they thought it was the final sound. The scrape of stone on stone as the tomb is sealed up forever. Then just the sound of silence. But now they hear another sound, the sound of a fire crackling and spitting on a beach where Jesus, risen and mysterious, conquering through the power of God, winning the glorious victory of love, Jesus eats fish with his followers. The crackle of the fire in their ears, the faith of Easter morning in their hearts. I remember being in Greece one Easter, and there they have no problems with the sounds of Easter. When Easter morning comes at the end of the candlelit midnight service, the priest announces, "Christ is risen," and the people shout with a great shout, "He is risen indeed." And then bedlam breaks out, church bells ring, fireworks explode, car horns sound, and the celebrations endure far into the night. The sounds of Easter, then and now, there and here, and always, always, the sound of singing.